Okay, so I think most of you are getting ready to for the labs, and I understand that some of you may still need some help with the machine setup. So what I'm going to do, ask you guys to do is, for those of you need some help with the machine setup, please raise your hand. Okay, and then also going to ask all the proctors, please also raise your hand so they know where you are. Okay, so proctors, take a look at all the people who need a machine setup and try to help them as much as possible. And we're going to actually separate proctors into two rooms, all right? So I will take a look at the other room just in a few minutes. And then but we're going to use this room to give a really quick presentation to get started with. So the hands-on lab is really for you guys to try, because I know you just couldn't wait to try all those APIs, all the new features. So I'm not going to actually spend your lab time. What I want to make sure is, how many of you didn't have all the labs downloaded on your machine? If not, we do have some USBs here, which has all the labs there. So you could actually get a USB without it goes through the download. And then if you see all the labs, you know, there should be three labs. It's a lap around IE9. The other one is side pinning, hands-on lab, and the video. These three labs are the labs for the next 3 hours. But then there's no particular order. You could start with any one of them. So one thing you want to do is, if you say, for example, I take a look at lap around IE9, hands-on lab, what I see is I will see a Word document. So this is your cookbook. This is your lab menu. So you could actually follow the lab step by step, you know, how to do that. And you probably will need to do that, because a lot of things is you need to copy the code from this Word doc. So you probably want to open it for your convenience. And then the other thing is you want to get a Visual Studio Express. You want to open it. And then you probably want to start from, inside of that folder, there are two particular projects. One is start, one is complete. So you want to actually open start as your starting point, as your starting project. And then if you really get into some trouble, you could resolve it or whatever, take a look of complete. This is your solution, all right? So you're not going to get a penalty for looking, peek into the solution. That's okay. It's not cheating. We encourage you to take a look if there's something not working when you try the labs. All right, this one is a lap around using Canvas, CSS3, and JavaScript. The other lab is about a video, so it's all concentrated on the video. Okay, three labs, but any order is fine. So before I let you really, you know, work on your lab, I think, Alice, you have some demo to share. So Alice Penn is located in Los Angeles, and William and I are both located in Silicon Valley. So she's a developer evangelist. She's going to actually show you, we have all the nice HTML5 app, right? How could we really easily post it into the hosting site? You know, how we could do that? You know, a lot of people just say, hey, this is nice, but how am I going to publish it, right? So Alice is going to show you how you could do it easily in Web Matrix. Okay, so Alice, it's all yours.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, so when Alice is setting up, I could answer a few questions. So, yes, you guys ask a question or you guys want a USB? USB. So who's got a USB? We should have it in the other room, and then William has a few here. So raise your hand. Who still need a USB here for the labs? Oh, boy. So we need to get quite a few. Okay, so no problem. We will get them for you. We have quite a lot. Yeah, so three labs. You could start with any of them. Lap around HTML5 is with CSS, Canvas, JavaScript. There's another one called a video. That's how you could actually play with a video. And there's another one is more IE9 specific called a pinning site. You probably could take a look how you could make your site and a customize it and make it as one of the tab in your machine. It's pretty cool. All right, three labs. Yes, the other thing is I forgot to say is the t-shirt printing, I think it's ongoing. It started already, and it's probably going to close by 7 o'clock. So you actually have a lot of time to get your favorite t-shirt, okay? Right. So I think, yeah, so the lab will start, and you have about 3 hours to work on that. But if you want to take a break or something, feel free to get your t-shirt printed. All right, thank you. Okay, Alice, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hi everyone. For those of you who don't know me, as Doris just said, my name is Alice Pang, and I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft based out of Los Angeles. That means I support developers anywhere from, I support developers anywhere from San Diego all the way up to Santa Barbara. So you've been learning all this cool HTML5 stuff today, and if you noticed when you were downloading your setup files, we also asked you to download a free tool called WebMatrix. So I'm just going to give you a very quick demo of WebMatrix, and what I want you to take away from this is that WebMatrix makes it easy. It makes it easy to create, customize, and publish your website, and I'm going to just show you how quickly and easily you can do one-click publishing with one of your labs that you're going to do today. And I just picked the video hands-on lab. So this is also my blog. You can follow me on my blog for more information on how to get started with WebMatrix, and you can follow me on Twitter as well. So I'm going to demo WebMatrix version 2 beta, and this is the version that was actually released in September. Around mid-September. So many of you may have version 1 that was released in January, and version 2 beta just adds some cool new features to make your experience easier, like IntelliSense. So as you can see, when you fire up WebMatrix, after you download it, it's only a little over 7 megs. It's a pretty small and simple installation. You can either open a site from a remote location or from a folder. You can open a template, start from a blank template. And if you actually start with a blank HTML template, you'll see that they already make use of your HTML5 elements. And you can also browse your host of websites from our app gallery. So we have a lot of third-party websites that you can run just from WebMatrix. And WebMatrix focuses on making it easy and seamless from start to finish. So I'm just going to, for the purpose of this demo, I'm going to take the video HOL that you're doing right now, the hands-on lab. I'm going to make a copy of it, and I'm going to open it. And because it's probably more exciting to see something that's complete, I'm going to show you what it looks like once it's complete. So I'm going to use the complete file and cheat a little bit because Doris said it was okay. So once I open the website in WebMatrix, you'll see that you can actually see all your files over here. And they split into convenient folders, your databases, reports. So you can run reports on broken hyperlinks, for example. And like Doris said, once you have your website, how do you deploy it really easily? Because after you've customized it with WebMatrix or in Visual Studio, we actually have a one-click publishing feature. So if you actually look under your settings, all I'm going to do is find a hosting provider. And you can either use FTP or WebDeploy. And the cool thing about WebDeploy is that when you make a change to a single file or only some of your files, it'll only change those files. So WebDeploy makes it easy in that sense. So I'm just going to save this on my desktop. I'm calling it Video HOL Webcam Silicon Valley. And I'm just going to import my publish settings. So after I validated the connection and saved it, I'm going to delete the files on the remote server and not on my computer. And you'll see that the publishing is starting. So this is basically just one way to take your HTML5 apps to the next level after you complete your apps. There is so much more that you can do with WebMatrix. And as a developer evangelist, I focus on WebMatrix. So as I'm going around and helping you set up your computers, proctoring for the labs, if you have any additional questions about WebMatrix, you can also ask me about this. And you can also follow my blog, like I said earlier, to get started with WebMatrix. So right now it's publishing, and as I said, you know, from the beginning when we installed WebMatrix, we opened our site. I can customize it in any way. I just imported the published settings because I could either use FTP or WebDeploy, as you saw over here. And once we're done, you should be able to see the website running live on your hosting site. So in case this took too long, I already had one deployed earlier, but this is the lovely video that you're going to build in your lab. Excuse me? Yes, you can. Once you have a hosting provider, you just have to get the publishing settings and point it to your GoDaddy account. So this just makes it easy because you can save it in one place. And actually, I think the one I just created is done, but it's the same thing. So thank you for sitting through this brief demo. I just wanted to show off a little bit of WebMatrix because we did ask you to download it. And it's just a really cool way to have one-click publishing for everything you're building today. Yes? Well, I mean, there are a number of benefits that. Absolutely. I mean, developers, you can like write plugins for it. We have third-party websites that you can build from it. So if you wanted to build a WordPress site or other open source sites, that's one of the uses. And I mean, it's just like a more lightweight tool than compared to Visual Studio. But for these labs, we are asking that you use Visual Studio Express because you have the full-on tools that you have. Cool. Thank you. And if you have any more questions, I'll take them offline when I'm going around and proctoring.